was my husband that went before Hill Burton committee and got permission and money to build a new hospital in La Grande. And of course, he had his practice, which was took 100% and maybe 125 or 50% of his time. And so he asked David Baum to head up the drive for a new hospital. And that's how we got Grand Round Hospital, was through David Baum, Senior.
Mm-hmm. And how did he get the money to do it?
Well, he had a man by the name of Gail Beals handled the finances. And they had their own system of approaching people. He had businessmen helping him, mm-hmm. and people that said, yes, we can do this. Mm-hmm. Of course, there were people that told my David Baum that he couldn't possibly raise that kind of money in Union County, mm-hmm. and that it wasn't possible, but it didn't deter him. He went ahead, and they raised more than what they had to match. Now, Jeanette, my sister, Jeanette Baum, who was the wife of David Baum, mm-hmm. has given the background on that drive. And
when she was interviewed, she gave the background?
I'm sure she did.
Uh-huh.
I've never read her book. I don't. Mm-hmm. I've never read it.
I'm not sure if it's done or
Well, I'm not sure either.
Uh-huh. Was it a community-wide effort?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And one man even donated farmland.
Wow. So when was that, the new hospital constructed?
Let's see. My husband was killed in 62, and they were working on the project then.
So he got to see some of it realized.
Well, not a lot. Mm-hmm. I think they just barely were getting it started. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I really don't remember how far along they were, or even when the completion was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope they've named something after him. A wing or something.
Oh, well, all he did was get the initial funds, mm-hmm. the okay. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it was, he told me that when he went before this committee, that they asked the Catholic sisters, was it true that there were some surgeries that cannot be done in your hospital? And they said, yes, that is true. Mm. And so that was one of the reasons that my husband was able to get permission plus the funds mm-hmm. to do it.
That's wonderful. So how soon after the Grand Ronde Hospital was built did the hospital, the St. Joseph, close?
It wasn't right too long mm-hmm. After that. Mm-hmm. There are many people that were very sorry about it. Mm-hmm. I know. But they didn't have the money to bring it up to the law, mm-hmm. the standards.
Did your husband ever say anything about working with the sisters?
Yes. He thought they were wonderful. Mm. He really thought they were a wonderful group of women. Good nurses, very dedicated. He spoke highly of them.
Who were, I have this question about who were the some of the people that that were doctors at the time that your husband worked with?
Do you know there isn't one of them that's alive today?
Hmm.
John Vanderbilt was one who died maybe 2 years ago here locally. I don't know whether you ever knew him or knew of him. There was a Dr. Hall, Dr. Vanderbilt, Dr. Joe Fredericks. Dr. Joe Fredericks just passed away here maybe 6 months ago. And there was a Dr. Moon, a Dr. Ross, a Dr. Branner.
Did your husband ever have a practice with anyone else? Or?
No, he was always by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kubler was one of the doctors, and Dr. Lumsden.
Lumsden?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lumsden just passed away this past year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all gone now.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you really left this mark here.
Well, we had wonderful doctors here. We were, I think, our little town had wonderful doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my husband contributed a great deal to the medical care of the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like he would probably not have the hospital without his and Baum's efforts.
Uh-huh. Well, David Baum is the one that should be given credit for it. But I did want to point out that my husband was instrumental in getting the initial funding.
Yeah. Okay, now what was that you were going to mention?
Well, I wanted to mention that I am one of seven trustees of the DeWoos Kettrick Educational Trust Fund. And this was established by two farmers that lived in Union and had their property outside of Union.
When was that established?
About 73, I believe. They established it. It didn't. I think it was came into fruition in 73, and I became a member of it in 76. The two men did not have any living relatives, and they owned this lovely ranch and timberland, and that was really very valuable. And it's over $500,000 fund. And that ranch and the timberland, you know, established it and when they passed away. And so that was what they wanted to do with their money, was help young people with their education. So we give out about $35,000-$36,000 a year in scholarships. This year we gave only four, but we gave $6,000 apiece, which was $24,000. And the reason it was less was because of the stock market.
Oh,
you know,
right.
We...
How did you get chosen to be one of the people?
The trustees asked me to. Carlos Easley is a retired university professor.
I got to interview him.
Did you?
Very nice.
Yes, and he is the executive secretary. He's retiring now. Carl Helm, who was a lawyer in town, he was the one that wrote up the wills and established the foundation legally.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, are a 501c3 foundation, nonprofit. And we do have to spend 5%, you know, of the income.
And how do you determine who is eligible?
We go through the high schools in both Union and Wallowa County. We used to do it with three counties, including Baker, Baker County. But Leo Adler passed away and left millions through the school system in Baker City and Baker County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we no longer include Baker County in our scholarships.
Oh.
We just deal with the outstanding boy, the outstanding girl in each of Union and Wallowa County.
Hmm. And who identifies these?
We do. Hmm. The trustees do.
Oh.
So
do you have to look through?
We take all the information to the high schools in all the schools in Union County and all the schools in Wallowa County. And not this spring, but a year ago, we gave, I believe it was $36,000. And we had the outstanding boy and the outstanding girl in each county. Then we had four runner-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave, at that time, $5,000 to the outstanding ones and $4,000 to the runner-ups.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we were a little low on money, so we gave $6,000 to four, and they were the outstanding boy and the outstanding girl of Union and Wallowa County.
That's wonderful.
And it's all based academically. It has nothing to do with their parents' financial background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Strictly academic. And leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We take that into consideration. Probably about 20%.
Hmm.
And 80% academically.
That's
I enjoy working on it.
You get to meet these young people?
Oh, yes. We have a banquet. We had a banquet this last May for them. Held it at Oak Hall on the third floor. Had a lovely prime rib dinner. And these two men were always very helpful with young people. I know one of them, Joe DeLuce, would, when the boys were coming home from World War II, he would meet the bus and welcome them home and take them for a steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they he would loan money to students to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he was approached by the president of the college, and I forget which president that was. I think it was before Bennett, and they wanted him to give a scholarship to the college, and he said, well, how much are you talking about? And I wish I could remember the figures exactly, but he said, my goodness, that's exactly what I get for a cow. And at that time, probably it was around $200, maybe, and or $100, whatever the figure was.
Mm.
But anyway, he thought of money in terms of what a cow would bring.
So they were both bachelors, and they just
Had been married to the sister of the other, and she passed away. There were no children, and they had no other brothers or sisters that were living.
Hmm.
And so they left it all to this educational fund, and it's called DeWoos Kettricks Trust Fund, Educational Trust Fund.
And it's making a big difference.
Uh-huh. And at one point, the fund reached $1 billion, you know, during the boom, before the downturn.
Were you able to give a lot of scholarships out then?
I think 50,000 is the most we've ever given.
Wow.
And then we made it so that we didn't have to pay taxes. So that's why we set it up for a 501c3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you think this will just keep going and going and going?
We're hoping. And we had our first donation from a previous recipient just this last, I learned about it just last May.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what she received. I think she received probably 3,000 mm-hmm. as a recipient. And she, and this was quite a few years ago, and she sent a little over $5,000 as a donation to the fund.
That's given back.
Yeah. Oh, I should say.
Well, what an honor to be on the committee, and what an honor it is
well,
for them to have you.
I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on now, so let's see, I came on before 76. I guess I came on about 73, and they must have started in 72, mm-hmm. because I replaced a woman that these two men had decided who would serve on the board. Mm-hmm. And she lived in Central Oregon, and I replaced her, I think, about the second year that they were in existence. Mm-hmm. So I think it goes back to 73, so I would be, have been a member for 32 years.
Wow.
I enjoy doing it.